If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, July 6, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Once again, if you're tuning in right now, welcome, Muria Zimbabwe. You're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. We're coming to you from our studios, Studio 7, Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, we focus on the increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths in Zimbabwe. We also speak to you about whether or not the COVID-19 lockdown, which Zimbabwe is on level 4, has impacted the lives of Zimbabwean youth. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call us. Live on air, our studio number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, Muria Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Kindly share the programs with your networks. Also, remember to press the like button. Like. So we see with ngempela likhona Zulu kandaba sizonke like so. Njalo libukele uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. We're going to be reading your comments in the live on air also. So remember, Muria Zimbabwe, nyorai my comments. Let us delve into tonight's discussion, Muria Zimbabwe. First up, an update on COVID-19. According to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 56,014 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 41,406 recoveries, 1,911 deaths. Last night alone, 3,635 PCR tests were conducted, 1,450 new cases were detected, 1,167 recoveries, and 33 deaths. You heard that correctly, Muria Zimbabwe, 33 deaths. 3 in Bulawayo, 9 in Harare, 3 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland, 9 in Mashonaland West, 4 in Midlands, 1 in Mashingo, and 1 in Matabeleland North. The country currently has 12,697 active COVID-19 cases. To date, 797,715 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. 571,721 have taken both the first and the second jab. Zimbabwe currently is under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Now, whilst on the discussion of what is happening in Zimbabwe COVID-19 related, today, Honorable Monica Mchangwa addressed the media in a post-cabinet briefing whereby she advised on the steps that government is going to be taking in the fight against coronavirus. Let us head over to a clip of that address that Honorable Monica Mchangwa gave today, which is a courtesy of at Open Parli ZW. To watch the full broadcast, head over to their Facebook page and their YouTube page. Let's head over to Honorable Monica Mchangwa.
Regarding case management, infection, prevention and control, the Ministry of Health and Healthcare remains seized with managing COVID-19 cases which are detected in different parts of the country. Companies and universities have enough raw materials to increase production of PPE stocks and medicines which are used to manage COVID-19 symptoms. With regard to primary and secondary education, the nation is advised that in preparation for the opening of schools for the second term, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and Healthcare, has instituted the following contingent measures. A, inspection visits are being carried out to assess the state of preparedness at all boarding schools, high enrollment day schools, and schools with very limited. And B, training workshops for teaching and non-teaching staff. And finally, D, confirmation of COVID-19 essential supplies in all districts. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education is working on modalities to enable a blend of face-to-face classroom learning, remote learning at home and in communities, as well as alternative learning platforms such as e-learning, radio, and television.
That was our Honorable Monica Mchangwa, the Minister of Information, updating the nation on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwe and the strides that government is taking in the fight against the global pandemic. Today, we focus on how this pandemic is affecting the youth of the nation. Last week, Studio 7 correspondent and veteran journalist Ezra Chisa-Svanda took to the streets of Bulawayo, Gontu to Ziyathunga, to hear from the youth themselves. Let us look at what they had to say to Ezra Chisa-Svanda.
Now, simply and Chara Baba. Hey, you want another party? Good to the coronavirus. Guinea is one and Naso Tracy for the Mimete.
Who's the way to Kiva? That is the civil in Thailand. Who's the way to think of the Abula, the water? Which is the Baptist Cadets in King? Waters not Cadets in King. I would have told you, Jan. Oluhambayo ngaze ukubuyeke nokudla ube kuningi njani as long as imali esiphamini akula lutho njani oluhamba kwesitholakala sinjani sipini izimota khona lapho
ulimiye mga wena
ngale 22
wena ke la njani esikolo lapha
esikolo hayi sasifuna abantu
lesule kodwa sisebenzi so liphila ngokwenza njona katesi sokuchaza ngo-3 kunje lizwe njani manje lephila njani
sokuchaza ngo-3 sesazama ukubona icebo lokuthi ingene ekuseni la kanti kume masinyane lathi njengoba kuvala karesi phasi
so ikhefu leke lithini na
ikhefu siyayilalela siyilandelele ngoba sinekele ukuyilandelela itholakala ususenkingeni
babo
opa plus futhi nezikane lona leli futhi anti ungatholakala futhi lawo sulapho
nalo so lina liyagqoka amamaski la
amamaski sakho
kumbe lenzela amapholisa
lenzela amapholisa ubona intibile sobe senzela ugwayi lona lukade lubhe manje
okay ugwayi uyabhema ugwayi la
ugwayi adembhema ugwayi
uyabhemisana manje umesa ukuthi nxe umbhema usumthiyela lapho uzakufaha
yikho lapho kule nkinga khona vele lathi
lolu nxe lulayo icorona ke uzathini
apha dingeke lube njani
ninjanisazivikela iyazivikela
ngoba hayi sazivikela nonkulunkulu layo khona uyakwazi ukuthi kulo hlelo olunje oluyehlele abantu so lathi ngekhefu yona le lathi ngo-3 siyaphuma but asazi ukuthi njengoba lanisenza sokuthi kuzaba lo ncedo oluzasincedisa lathi khona lapha
so lingacela ebantwini kulo munye ongabe likhangele ukuthi nxa ifuna ukusiza liklinela ngapha izimota lokuthi bangasiza ngani abantu abakhangeleyo
anyway loba ngaphansi sizonga umuntu enobilophethe ayizwana mfana mfuna ngiklinela imota sengitshotshaba ngaphi ivini endlini yakho sengisakuyenzela
bakuthola ngabo ukhulume phela ibizo lakho le number yakho omunye ngakufonele engxenye
olalelelawulafoni phone number
078-882-221 okay uhlala bani wenendlu
ngihlala lo mama lo anti
so bakhangele wena uthi ngobe yale sinko
bakhangele
wena ke uhlala bani la bakhangele uthi wena ube yale sinko alempuphu so ngogcina ifemili lapo so you need to be family
yes so ikwasibona ukuthi labo bengasivalela ngo-3 so kukunje so kokusenza sibe masinyane ekuseni this one ekutareni bona kuzicela yini abadala nje ukuthi lathi sitale sinjani sifake ukudla etafuleni ngoba kunzima mdala wami ne-covid ngajandela bona sesesefile ukusebenza abantu they are rushing bonke abantu bagijima akula nto odinga unkulunkulu badinga imali so that thing is easy ukuthi njani affecthe abantu karos makhayela ama-student ayenzakala babo sikudingani badinga imali akulodinga unkulunkulu anti so yikho lathi esikubona ngonsukenthi fast esenso sebenzisebenze ngo-3 kefu imaisha siyashayisa.
Well, azulukandaba liyamuzwa lo ngu-Ezra Chisa-Svanda ubekhuluma labasakhulayo speaking to the youth themselves be chasisa ngempela what they are meeting. Sithanda ukubonga u-Ezra Chisa-Svanda ngomsebenzi wakhe omuhle kangaka as he speaks to Zimbabwean youth on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting their lives. And now we're waiting for our first guest, Unkosi Khona Dvitsi, who's going to be joining us live via telephone from Gontu to Ziyathunga. Dvitsi is the founder of Community Podium TV. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngempela sesilaye ecingweni u-Dvitsi. Unkosi Khona, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rafa. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. So we're looking to focus on NAAA COVID-19. Kanyangani, it's getting worse and worse by the day in Zimbabwe. So let's start off with the statistics. They seem to be increasing, as I just mentioned. How are people receiving this? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the statistics have been going up as over the time, but we have also noticed that there is a huge appetite right now for taking the test or the vaccine, because we noticed that I think it's 2 weeks ago with 3,600 in Lower OEB, Low EPH, the Lengusen Hospital. Those cases were always packed with long queues. Someone actually told me that they'd wake up at 5 a.m. so that they could get the test. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge appetite for the vaccine. We saw it in today. Amavendas were queuing, long queues, about to really want to go and get vaccinated in response to, you know, the statistics that we're seeing, the number of deaths are increasing. You know, 33 a day, quite huge. And you find that there is no day without death. At some point, we had huge statistics, but no death at all. But that is,
Right. I want to focus on what you just touched on, which is a very important factor of what happened in Namsha, in Bulawayo, Harare, and other cities also, where our government started this initiative, where they were partnering up with different organizations on the ground, prioritizing abantu abakumsebenzi wezandla, the members of the informal sector. Tell us a little more about that. You briefly touched on the fact that people are abantu abaningi ngempela. How did this program go, Namsha?
The program went well. Unfortunately for others, you know, the priority was given to those with vending licenses. It was live. So it was like more of a screening process to then find out who is eligible, who is a vendor, and who is not. So with the huge turnout, many did not have that, because at the time, So with the youth bound in the informal sector, it was a bit of a challenge, because they were prioritizing obviously vending license, but we saw another point that we visited at the seat wall. There was another one. It was long queues of people who are willing to be vaccinated. We see them all the time. People are going to my pavement and everything. Those guys generally don't have
the license.
I think it would go a long way in terms of, you know, assisting the informal sector. However, today with the stampede that we saw, I noticed a few hours ago, the city of Bulawayo is put out a notice to say, you know, trying to decentralize it, these people can go to the places that are close to them. But the big challenge then now is now we have a license here, because likely all of us are vendors, including myself. You can't survive with one stream of income.
Right. So talk to me a little more about that, uhlelo lolu, especially now that they're trying to take it more to the people. That seems to be one of the demands. I remember just last week, beselo munye umama uPrithi Mpofu, like she's also an informal trader, and it's that she highlighted throughout her time when she was on the program was, yes, it's great ukuthi sebefuna ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe leli jekiseni, but it was difficult for them ukuthi wonke umuntu ahambe UPH Empilo Hospital. So for them, they wanted people to bring this vaccination program to the people, come to these local clinics and etc, which is something that they seem to be doing today. How important is that, and how helpful would that go?
I think it would be very helpful. You know, today the decentralization process is going to be people, but likely not covering all areas. It would just be nice if you saw in some at least to Kolomane Clinic, Zuliga, Zink, Tava, and even those local clinics, maybe could be points or centers where people can get vaccinated. However, since the focus is in the informal sector, of which is one of the sites over vaccinate corner. They vaccinate around, but the biggest problem now is everyone wants the vaccine. So but all the line in the license to put on a corner up or to see a public telling in the license now in so make it. So those are the issues that are so continue to be appetite is high. So we now have to try to maybe utilize, you know, try to win a 2 billion gap, which is distributed right here, in the advantage so that people can get vaccinated as quickly as possible for us to achieve that immunity. But otherwise, now the appetite is very high. We saw the long queues. Mm-hmm. There was a specific call for the informal sector. It was a Wuhan. Wuhan. It was, and people, you know, up to around 4 p.m., people were just standing there, hoping that something will happen and at least go home vaccinated. So people spent the whole day in those queues. It shows you the commitment by people to then say, you know, I need to get vaccinated. And well, there are some who spread information like, if you're not vaccinated, you will not be able to sell anymore. And so there's a lot of conspiracies, but however, the vaccine is on high demand for now.
Right. As Tinten Utabalolu Molumi Lagamama Namafisha Nativity, Bengalu Skatsele Uzulu about Ushelo Lolu or that happened Namsha Gobulawayo, Obe Luchonge, Ukatsegisa, Abagum Sevens, Wesan, Luti, Labova Tolituva, Lusha, Jalen Jackson, Ele COVID 19.
Namsha Gobulawayo, they will be there. Coronavirus. About to prove them babo by Chinese but here, local market, you find it today with an uncle today, Tonale of what are the points on a large, which is about to be a coronavirus in China, cools, I told Andre, and what is all the trailing Alex market every who is the vaccinated? What to tell alone if you follow the corner with Avan name, Avan Payne, Zai, Aval, Allow, Tama, and the license. So, we identify with Serena, inform ourselves, Tabo, and more. I think Avan is kind of old name, but Avan name is. So The vaccinated in the Matini Kawakanapo, the Mama Ashley's point, who is the end of the vaccinated good food.
What's in Ubambum Lomo, Konapa debating Tolig and Nane for our Shona audience? Varupin Amchronga Muria Zimbabwe Tino Tenders, Kurusa Kunemun Wese, our Tina, Paris Vino Pachronga, Tinavan Kosikona TVT, Divoka, Mukuru, Wesanganore Community Podium, Kublawayoko, Sanganore Rinechinangwa, Chukuzid Savanu, Neze Zunzagasiana Sianas Nuit Kakumarua, Paris Vino Chumbata, Yeze Chirwereche COVID 19. Navo, vana chochirongwa chakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu nezve chirongwa cheCovid-19, ndamuti chirongwa nezve chirwere cheCovid-19 kutekeshera pamwe nechirongwa chirimo munyika chekubaya vanhu nhomba yeCovid-19. Tiri kubvunza ka vaDVT nezve zvaitika nhasi kubulawayo uyezve kuHarare apo hurumende pamwe nemasangano akazvimirira vabatana mukutanga chirongwa icho changa chakanangana nekubatsira vanoita mabasa emaoko vachivabaya nhomba yeCovid-19. Muchiri kurangarira kamhuri yeZimbabwe, about 2 weeks ago hurumende yakati kana usina kana usati wabayiwa nhomba yeCovid-19 uyezve uchitarisira kuita basa iri remaoko vari kuti chimbomira havasi kubvumidza vanhu kuti vaite basa remaoko vasina kubayiwa nhomba yeCovid-19. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa, ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuzeya, tiri kukurukura nevechidiki kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika uyezve zvirongwa zvirimo munyika zviri kukanganisa here upenyu hwavo. Chirongwa pari zvino Zimbabwe iri palevel 4 yechirongwa cheCovid-19 lockdown. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, as we continue our discussion, there's a next clip that I'd like to head over to. Here, we want to hear more about what medical experts are saying. Over the time, medical experts have also been commenting on the spike in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and, of course, the deaths. Over the weekend, our Studio 7 spoke to the former Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Madzorera, over the phone. Let's hear what Dr. Madzorera had to say, and then when we come back, we go back to our guest, Ngosikona DVD.
Batwa nacho chirwere nevari kufa izvinova vakudarika 10 times zvataiona munana March April. Saka zvakakudaidzira kwatiri kuti titore matano sevanhu umwe neumwe wekuti zvotidzivirire chirwere ichi. Pfeka maski yako pese paunenge uri mumapublic spaces kuti udzivirire uchengetedze utano hweumwe munhu wari kufamba naye nehwako wewe futi. Ngatiregei kupfeka mamask nokuti taona mapurisa, kwete. Izvi ndezvekuzvidzivirira nokuchengetedza vana veZimbabwe. Ngatiitei zvimwe zvese zvokugeza maoko, zvokusanitaiza, zvesocial distancing. Kana tiri mumasupamaketi kana tiri kumusika, hakuna kubvumira munhu kuti aswedere pedyo newe. Usadye uroyi nokunyara vambuya. Ramba muudze kuti shamwari swedera kure neni. Ngatiitei social distancing.
Kamuri Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Dr. Henry Madzorera, the former Minister of Health in Zimbabwe. We're questioning Mbela about what's happening. He's urging people, saying, by all means necessary, make sure that you practice social distancing, respect the COVID-19 regulations, etc., etc. He even further says, if someone comes close to you, tell them, Buti, please. Stand back, social distancing. Let's head over to our guest, Ngosikona DVT. DVT, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm very nice.
Right, let's continue there with the conversation. I want to touch a little more on the lockdown effectivity. But first off, you heard what Dr. Madzorera was saying there, where he's urging people, by all means necessary, to ensure that they practice social distancing, they abide by the lockdown regulations, most importantly, and of course, the World Health Organization's regulations. Is this what people are doing on the ground now?
Well, I would say people are trying to comply with the lockdown regulations. However, I think we are at a point where we just saw post cabinet briefing by the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Mon Kamsanga, saying that there's need for people to go into the city center using exemption letters. So if there is a tightening of the lockdown regulations as well, in terms of not everyone will be going to town. Mm-hmm. But also that aspect, as they said in the news, people were bringing in questions around, so even if you go and sell in town, who is going to buy this thing now and, you need an exemption letter to go into town. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues where people, if compliance at the same time someone is already thinking about their business. You say, I had not thought of that when we published that story, but then the readers themselves then think ahead and say, okay, if I go to the market tomorrow and sell, or I go to the city center and open my store, who is going to come and buy? Because those who are likely going to come and buy are not going to be allowed in the roadblocks probably that will be in place tomorrow. to pass without a resignation letter of saying where you are going. Mm-hmm. It means they are, it goes back to the 2020 safety restrictions where now 2017, because government is already under the lockdown regulations that we are in, is highlighted 50% of people should be at work. So it means a small fraction of people will be in the workplaces maybe starting tomorrow. So the business person is, or the informal sector person or the vendor is thinking, because I want our food.
So it's
a serious dilemma that we are in. So in terms of people complying to the lockdown regulations, people are still going into town doing this and that, but not until today, because tomorrow probably, according to the announcement we have received, things might be tighter and it will not be as easy as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little more about that. You talked of the fact that people are now going to be needing letters, which is a very important thing, because I'm sure abantu abaningi still were not aware of that recent development. What is this going to mean for people now? Njengoba abantu sebejwayele lokho ukuthi bayaphuma beyothenga amagrosa, etc. What does this mean in terms of a movement yabantu within different communities in Zimbabwe?
This will most likely going to reduce movement. And you can see from the WhatsApp group conversations where people are saying, "If United Nations wants to be, does it mean that the frontline workers are the ones going to work, and who are they, and things like that?" So and now people feel like, okay, maybe at some point, because of the point of which corner, maybe your exemption could be vaccinated, certification. Card or so all those things are affecting actually the economy. The last really conversation is on the economic side of things. They say, okay, so many towns have starting and things like that. So there is a fine line there to then say, okay, the regulations are good because we are trying to curb this COVID-19, but people are then saying, okay, give us a vaccine and possibly move on, because people follow global news where they are saying UK is saying they are done with vaccine, they are opening the country. So all those things are at play where people, there's high demand for fast tracking of the vaccination process so that we can sense the good news.
All right, Davidi, let me hold you on the line for 1 second and then we're going to come back to you shortly. Moria Zimbabwe, we're trying to get our second guest who's going to be joining us live via Skype from Matopo, Mr. Dube himself. He's going to be joining us. He's also heading another youth organization that really focuses on different things, youth empowerment, but they also understand the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwean youth. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. Mr. Decent Duve is going to be joining us soon via Skype, so I'm looking forward to that conversation. But just to read a couple of your Facebook comments, I'm Moria Zimbabwe, Linga Kotri, Abafisungena Gutelo, +12026192077 is the number to call. So if you're looking to join us live on air, I know it's about Kona Banye, there are other people, Abapalile Pela, in Nombolo Zabozo, Abafisungena Gutelo, we're going to try getting you on the line soon. But just to read a couple of Facebook comments, and then we're going to go back to Umninza. Facebook page Redu VOA Studio 7 Marwanar Pinda Zeko Chokwadi Mr. Frank Zulu Hanze. Hi Mkoma Mike, I watch not send us Kuru Sam Koma Frank Zulu Tafazwa Madochi saying Mkoma Mike Murise say I watch right Mkoma Tafazwa Kurise kwa Muri Koko Prince Mumba saying Mkoma Fish Murise I want Renan Mkoma Prince Murise say it not send us Kuru Sana Pinda Mchurongwa Emmanuel Kamba saying Anzina Emmanuel Mkoma Anze hi Mkoma Oliver in Beira. Kuriseko kum Mozambika Mkoma Tinotenda Zukurusa. Charles is saying Masura say Ama Zangu Iwa Tinotenda Zukurusa Mkoma Charles Nokpinda Mchirongwa. Anze Naziva is not a Ronez and PF Dai is Shinzo Zika Dainika Yakanaka Asimurkuanaka Kutu Rumende Shanda Nemazo Mukubatira Nwakasia Nasiana Mkoma Madi Kuisa number Tinyatu is a comment Mupindo Mchirongwa. Aaron Marume is saying, Masora say, joining you live from Zambia. Muriwanji Mkoma Aaron, how are you doing? Thank you so much, everybody. Ongenayo kuhlelo kukhathilethwele VOA Indebele nangu Shepherd Ndlovu uthi Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe muhle, good evening. Siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Ususani uthi okay, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Susani MK Mkwananzi uthi evening Zimbabwe muhle. MK siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Saka Muriye Zimbabwe msakhangano, if you're looking to join us, you can also write your name and number in the comment section and we're going to be calling you live on air. Now back to Numzana Tibiti. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm very nice.
So another thing I want to touch on is in WA, last week we saw Honorable Kazembe Kazembe. We're going to play a clip of him later on. But he was touching on basically reinforcing Ogushiwa Ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa last week, Tuesday, where he was saying Uguti, amaphoyisa kanye lamabutho are going to be out in full force, ensuring Uguti abantu bayahlonipha umthetho we lockdown and, of course, the COVID preventative regulations. Have you seen such on the ground?
None of yet. We haven't seen any on the ground as of today. From the time that statement was announced. So I'm not sure whether we might expect probably the Vasogulagwama extension letters to then say this would be the starting point of the enforcement and also the tightening of course. But we have not seen any, but largely, Mike, citizens are still compliant. You know, 3:30, everyone closes shop. By 6:30, people are already home or within their area of residence.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of compliance has been there in terms of, you know, following the curfew hours or the business closing hours. Shops mm-hmm. will be closed, whether those shops that are privately owned, the private sector has played a role. Because you'll find even in supermarkets, very now we have three, I'll start with the number, so come on another way inside and things like that. But we are yet to see how this turns out when it comes to the, you know, the nuance on AMA letters, exemption letters, or letters of work as a way to save the past within the citizen.
All right. Let me hold you on the line once again, Mr. Tibiti. Muriye Zimbabwe, let's head over to the next clip that we have of Honorable Kazembe Kazembe, who is the Minister of Home Affairs. And now, last week on July 2nd, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe addressed the nation. And of course, he was speaking alongside the Minister of Defense, Honorable Opam Chinguri. During this address, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe stressed the importance of citizens abiding by the COVID-19 regulations or risk facing arrest. Something very, very important. Let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Open Parley ZW once again. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook and a YouTube page. Let's head over to the speech that Honorable Kazembe Kazembe gave last week.
In response to the spike in COVID-19 cases and fatalities across the country amid the third wave, as well as the spread of the new deadly COVID-19 variants, including the Delta variant, the security forces will ensure strict adherence to the level 4 COVID-19 national lockdown measures. In line with World Health Organization health protocols, all citizens are mandated to wear appropriate face masks in public places and to strictly practice social distancing. Failure to wear face masks is a punishable offense. In the month of June 2021 alone, a total of 51,018 people were arrested for the offense. Given the threat posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the security forces will ensure strict compliance to the above prevention and containment measures without fear or favor. For avoidance of doubt, the following measures will be enforced. A curfew running from 18:30 hours to 0600 hours. For the sake of public health and in efforts to contain the deadly biosecurity threat, the security forces urge the public and motorists to restrict movement and to adhere to the stated curfew hours. Businesses are to operate from 0800 hours to 15:30 hours. Intercity travel remains banned. The security forces will ensure that pirate taxis or mshika shika are decisively dealt with as part of the COVID-19 level 4 national lockdown measures. Beer halls, nightclubs, and bars remain closed. I repeat, remain closed. Those found violating this restriction will be dealt with decisively. Citizens are urged to inform police should they come across these violations. Weddings and all other public gatherings remain banned for the duration of level 4 national lockdown, except for funerals, for which only 30 people are allowed to attend, a maximum of 30 people only. Business entities are to decongest workplaces as announced by His Excellency the President. For the sake of public health and human security, and in line with their mandates, the security forces will ensure strict adherence to the above measures. Offenders will be dealt with in accordance with the country's laws. Ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, COVID-19 is real, and every citizen is obliged to follow the aforementioned measures as well as the World Health Organization health protocols.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe there. That clip we played was a courtesy of Open Pali ZW. Shout out to them for letting us use that clip. Now, let us wrap up with Unkosikhona Dibiti, and then we're going to head over to our second guest joining us live via telephone from Matopo. So, Dibiti, usapho netsongweni. Let's give you a chance to wrap up here. What last sentiments would you have for the listeners right now who are seeing all these developments in Zimbabwe?
I think my last sentiment would be probably maybe for different stakeholders to come together. Let's work together. Let's assist around. You find that, you know, where we are saying social distancing, not crowding, no gathering bans. But you find that people gather in these spaces where they want a vaccine, where they want to buy this and the other. So let's decentralize the system around the vaccination process so that around the even name, if 16,000 is quite small, even name so that people get vaccinated and go home, and maybe increase the workforce as well in the health sector so that it's done with the utmost speed that is there. In Popular, we've seen the appetite. We're also calling upon, let's go in also to these smaller cities and also to the remote areas so that they also get the jab. Otherwise, let's stay safe with that way and protect ourselves and our loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Nkosikhona Dibiti. Thank you so much, Mnumzana Dibiti, ngokungena kuhlelo. As usual, we really appreciate your input. It's always really vital. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Mure Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Nkosikhona Dibiti, Sezwa Ndambutsana Nguraka, Ndiwoka Mukuru, we Sangano Re Community Podium, Vane Zhurongwa, Zwakanangana Nekudzidzisa Vanhu, Nezviri Kuitika Munyika Kunyanya, Patinotarisa Nyaya Dzekutekeshera Kwechirwere cheCOVID-19. Manzwa Kava Dibiti vatsananguravo zvekare kuti new development yaitika nhasi munyika hanzi mapepa aimbodikana kuti vanhu vawane mikana yekumbo tendera mutaundi tsamba dziya dzadzoka zvekare hanzi kuitira kuti uwane mukana wekutendera mutaundi munhu kwakudikana kuti ave netsamba kuti afambe zviri pamutemo. So muri Zimbabwe, those are some of the developments happening in the country, but to further make us understand the impact of the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown that's in Zimbabwe, the impact that is happening on Zimbabwean youth, we're also joined via telephone from Matopo. He's the co-founder of Matopo Youth Development Initiative, Mnumzana Decent Dube. Dube, welcome to the program, bro. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Matopo is good.
No, it's really great. We appreciate you taking time out to be with us today. So let's start off with where you are, Bafo. How are things looking in Matopo in terms of, people abiding by the COVID-19 regulations?
Okay, thank you so much. I think consider from the context of Matopo is a rural setup, so people, it's really hard to adhere to the COVID-19 regulations, considering that when funerals are being held in rural areas, for people to maintain the 30 people whom are expected to attend funerals, sometimes it becomes complicated because it's really hard to turn away people considering the context of rural setup. The other thing, people are reluctant to take the vaccination. Currently, there is no vaccination in Matobo. It's mm-hmm. only the second year, so we're still waiting for the first year. But there was reluctance in terms of taking the step. So the other thing which is happening here, I think there's a lot of taking is making waves on WhatsApp and stuff like that, because people cannot access most of the mainstream media and other sources of information. So taking it is complicating a lot of things. It actually it's actually countering the fight of COVID-19. So mm-hmm. that's the problem which are coming across. And the other thing is teenage pregnancy and gender-based violence are some of the issues which are getting rise because of COVID-19. So these are the issues which are happening in a rural setup.
Right. So now let's quickly then zone into abantu abasakhulayo. How, especially the lockdown, we now have been on a level 4 lockdown for a week now. How has this affected even impilo zabantu abasakhulayo in Zimbabwe?
A lot. From I realize that these districts which are close to a border, like Botswana and South Africa, which are proximate to other neighboring countries, were surviving through cross-border trading. So a lot has changed, a lot of their business has been affected. So it has affected their day-to-day lives. So it also escalated the cases of violence in our district. So I think it has affected a lot of young people. And then a lot of young people are going through a lot. And a lot of people are not going to go back to school. That most of them are pregnant. There are child marriages, cases which have been reported of child marriages and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think young people are at the receiving end because of lockdown and stuff like that. But most of the cases, I think, young people are not finding means to get ends meet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You briefly touched on the fact that with Ematopo right now, as you mentioned, there seems to be no port for vaccination, which I'm really curious about. Njengoba about 2 weeks ago, uhulumende uthe for people to be able to operate, especially laba abaku informal sector, and there's also some people like doctors who are being pushed, basically for you to be able to continue your practice, you need to have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So what's happening with people in Matopo now that, you mentioned, Uguti, they're scared, they're reluctant to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and B, you mentioned that there's no port where people can go take the vaccine. Where's the closest place that people go to?
Yeah, I think the access of information, I think the government is not doing much to reach out to people from rural areas, because most of them, they don't even know the direct government reported that people need to be vaccinated so that they can cope with their day-to-day business. And the other thing I just want to see is that the government now has released a statement that the people are expected to have information letters for them to travel. Mm-hmm. But this is information which has not yet reached the rural folks. So you can imagine how the kind of situation which people find themselves in. That it tells what is happening in the country, the decisions are made there. So I feel like they need to devolve when it comes to giving these regulations and stuff like that. So that everyone is aware of what is happening. We've got a collective approach in terms of fighting COVID-19. So it's not like people don't want to take vaccine, but I feel like they are not given enough information. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I feel like the government is not meeting people halfway. As much as people are expected to be responsible, in taking the vaccination.
Mm-hmm. So now, earlier on, Dube, we touched on, and I really like the fact that you also stand for young people's rights. Earlier on, we played a clip by Honorable Kazembe Kazembe, where you were saying, wonke umuntu who does not abide by the COVID-19 regulations, anyone that doesn't abide by the lockdown regulations, are going to face the wrath of the law. Ngoba they are making sure ukuthi amabutho kanye lamaphoyisa are going to be on the ground, making sure that people abide by these lockdowns. Anyone that doesn't abide by it is merely just going to be arrested. So I want to touch on that a little bit. What is your reaction to that? To that thing that Honorable Kazembe is talking about?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good for government to actually advise people to abide to the regulations, but I feel like sometimes the security forces may actually use this as a way of suppressing whether the any way of expressing people expressing of their day-to-day business. Because it has been proved that in most of the how regulations are enforced, there is selectiveness. Some people are afraid from regulations and stuff like that. I think like it will go on, and young people will get extremely hard because they are the ones who are doing most of these things, are traveling and stuff like that. Some of them don't even know what is happening. So I feel like it gives even the police maybe to be selective or to abuse. So I feel like if this thing was done properly, mm-hmm. people are going to apply it. But people will feel like, why is it done to someone and not done to everyone? So it is now us against them. So this thing, it doesn't have to be like that. It has to be fair. It doesn't have to be selective. It has to be a collective cause where all of us want to approach this thing from mm-hmm. a collective approach. So if it's done like that, there's no corruption and stuff like that, I think it could be a win-win situation, yeah.
I like the fact that you just you briefly touched on corruption there. I had a conversation with Perseverance Jabangwe for our radio show earlier on. I was hoping he'd be able to join us, but we can't seem to get a hold of him. But basically, in that interview, he alluded to the fact that there are some people who are participating in corruption, which is also directly linking to the increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths that we're having in Zimbabwe. Because when people are crossing borders, there's some people who are crossing with fake COVID certificates who are bribing their way through it. Even on the ground, as we talk about the enforcement of these regulations, there are some people who are dizzying by patala, angaboshwa, angabanjwa, ipoisa, and ama military personnel. We are dizumuntu tai, please let me go. And then they continue, the cycle continues. How is corruption playing a role here in terms of what Zimbabwe is currently experiencing when we talk about an increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths?
Yeah, I feel like you realize now the government said that now intercity traveling is not allowed. So even Zupco buses are not traveling. For example, I'll give an example from Matisa to Bulawayo. There are no Zupco buses in these past few days. But there are private issues which are actually ferrying people from Bulawayo to Matisa and Matisa from Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So they are passing roadblocks. So you'll be asking yourself, what kind of... are the police opposing what the government is reporting or the government is actually saying for the sake of saying it? Because it would be like... people will be inside the taxi, there are 16 people inside, and those people... mostly some of them only wearing masks and stuff like that. So you wonder, what are we doing exactly? What are we doing? Because they just stop there, they are bribed, they pass the roadblocks. Then if someone comes, you are unlucky, you are arrested, or sometimes you'll be let go later on. So it's actually, it's not like we are fighting COVID. It's like you are proving who has got power. In the name of COVID. So it's like COVID is used mm-hmm. to enrich individuals and stuff like that. So COVID is actually, COVID as a disease, as a virus, is something which is secondary. So it's a sad situation which is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
corruption is actually something which is making waves in our way from Matoba. I think all this is something which is happening. People are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And they are passing roadblocks and stuff. And the cases are rising. And at the end of the day, people will come to rural areas, and there are a lot of old people in rural areas, and we'll start getting to a situation where we cannot contain this thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to, you know, one thing that a lot of experts that have come onto this program before have highlighted is that it seems as though the biggest group to break through in Zimbabwe when it comes to, I guess, COVID-19 regulations and all that, they feel as though the biggest group that is resisting or the biggest group that is not abiding by these regulations is abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree on that?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, sometimes this can be true. It can be true because the young people, it's like they're in a situation, they're in a situation whereby they don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. It's like the situation of vendors. And now the vendors, the government has intervened and said that now it should be prioritized in terms of getting vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think young people need to prioritize as well, because these people, they need to make a living, and sometimes they would tell themselves that you only have to go 5 weeks. So at the end of the day, we just need to be considerate and understand that these young people, they are going through a lot. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they will be at the forefront being found at the wrong side of the law or regarded as some people who don't follow the regulations. But at the end of the day, they need to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
as much as the government will be giving new regulation in terms of containing COVID-19, they need to consider how people are going to survive in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing should be balanced. I don't know how best they can do it, but I think the government is in a position to know better on how best they can fight with the COVID-19, other people's lives.
All right, Mnumzana Dubebe, sithinte lolu ngolimi lukamama namafishane, and then we'll wrap up. Asithinteni udaba lohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown. Bengicela ukuthi uchasisele abalaleli ukuthi uhlelo lolu njengoba eleZimbabwe seliku-level 4 lohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown, lapho uZulu jikelele uyakhuthaza ukuthi ahlale ezindlini, uhlelo lolu luphazamisa njani impilo zabantu abasakhulayo elizweni?
Yeah, khona into enhle, we're trying to fight COVID sonke, and we're aware of COVID. Mina, as someone who is who represents abantu abasha, who know our grievances, abantu abasha, and we share their grievances, I feel like there's a lot which is happening, and we are at the forefront of each and the place of violence, especially young girls that are being affected, that are abused by their peers. Some of the cases are not reported, and where the case which you attended, whereby Amaponza, they took 3 days to attend a gender-based violence case, whereby a girl, a 20-year-old girl, was assaulted by another 25-year-old boy. So
mm-hmm.
you can imagine what's going on during COVID, and for people to reach out to Amastation, and if there is no willingness for Amapolisa to go to the ground, and abantu abasha, they can't go to South Africa, or they can't even, some of them can't even go to Bulawayo. And you know, the frustration, you know, the lot of abantu bazithwala. So a lot is happening to young people, depression, young people, which is going to affect the generation.
Mm-hmm. Sesikhangela ke impilo zabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla njengoba eningi labantu abasakhulayo in the country are I guess part of the informal trade. Impilo zabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla ziphazamiswa njani ngalolu hlelo?
Abaphambaniseke kakhulu ngoba uyakukhangela maybe sometimes umuntu uyazenzela maybe into zokwakha lalilani. Akusibo bonke abantu kathi sabatholayo ukuthi bangakwazi ukuthi khona bebe khathi abantu abasha ukuthi beyakhe noma bebaze benzini. So uyathola ukuthi khona umuntu omusha akasakhoni ukusebenza. Baningi abafana abangasakwanisiyo ukuthi khona bezenzele into zokubaza engibaziyo. Maningi amantombazana angasakhoni ukuthi khona noma azidungele into zawo because imakethi yabo isingekho. So kuba nzima ngoba umuntu uma ebhizinisi encane ma ungani kuba nzima ugcine engasaproduce anything. Then ibhizinisi enkulu la isibuya vele ishi penetrate lokuzeni indawo yakhe lapha kathi lama-clients khona ecine vele yehlika uku-recover. So some of them might not be able to recover even post-COVID. So into leyo is going to affect abantu abasha kakhulu, especially laba benza okwezandla. And abanye bigger companies are benefiting from this situation in most cases, and abantu abasha to be young entrepreneurs kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi khona bangase baye be-competition ekhona.
Right, but for iskathi sesesidlong mangoyi, so in less than a minute bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akokugcina to abalaleli kakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo who are watching interview yethu manje.
Okay, into engayitsho abantwana abakhulayo ukuthi COVID ikhona, let's try to compliment the government lathi silwe iCOVID. And the other message which I'll ask the government is that while they are
prioritizing ama vulnerable groups. They need to remember that they are one of the most vulnerable groups. Ukuthi ukumbuluthi khona i-vaccination mayinga abantu abasha kungaba lula because it umnini ukuthi khona yibo abantu abahlala besemgwaqweni and we can't avoid ukuthi bebe semgwaqweni noma bebe phansi because the generation which is actually usually our leaders they say ukuthi khona abantu abasha yibo abanjani abanika umnotho elizweni noma abagenerate umnotho. So into le they need to show ukuthi khona lento leyo ababekhuluma yiyo debit to abantu abasha nabantu abasha into engayitsho ukuthi ma i-vaccination upheya abakhona let's take i-vaccination singama there are a lot of conspiracy theories but let's show ukuthi khona thina why smart generation is taking vaccination and fight COVID.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mnumzana Decent Dube, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Muriya Zimbabwe, that was our Decent Dube, the co-founder of Matobo Youth Development Initiative. Besilaye kuhlelo, tinotenda zvikuru sava Dube nekupinda muchirongwa. Muriya Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo lwavatsva, lilami uMike Hove, takusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Lingakhohlwi ukubhala inombolo zenu zocingo ukuze silingene sekuhlelo lakubhalo, njalo ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook kuVOA Studio 7 lagu VOA Shona kanye lagu VOA Ndebele. If you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're speaking to the youth about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Zimbabwe. Shout out to Mr. T. Darira, Aswa Ininindin Darira, just signal partnering up with Roots Africa for that message there. And Gezai Maoko, Gezai Maoko, Gezai Maoko. As we wrap up tonight's program, Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight the works of young Zimbabweans across the globe. Tonight, we're going to focus on Mr. Tinashe Nyamuchoda, a young Zimbabwean wine connoisseur who's taking the globe by ways. Started his own wine company. Let's take a look at an interview that we had with Tinashe.
When Zimbabwean Tinashe Nyamudoka left his homeland for South Africa, he had never tasted wine. Now, 11 years later, he's a renowned sommelier and the star of a documentary that premiered at New York's Tribeca Film Festival 3 weeks ago. Blind Ambition follows Zimbabwe's first four sommeliers to take part in the prestigious Blind Wine Tasting Championships in France in 2017 and 2018.
It's like the Olympics of wine tasting.
The four men had left Zimbabwe at the height of the country's economic crisis in search of work and have gone on to become among the best wine tasters in South Africa.
Obviously, the first year we didn't do well, but the following year, having to beat the great wine nations like the US, the UK, I think that was one of the best moments. And I think that traveling into the wine world with guys you are so acquainted with and drinking good wines, I mean, it's just...
Warwick Ross, one of the Australian producers of Blind Ambition, said the four sommeliers have disrupted the prevailing wisdom that people with wine knowledge are predominantly white.
That fascinated us, and we really wanted to see what happened and wanted to follow these guys as they challenged that white wine world.
Blind Ambition clinched the Audience Award for Best Documentary at Tribeca.
You're the best South smallest in the world.
As for Nyami Doka, he launched his own wine label at the end of 2017.
It took a while to get traction, but once people like really got into wine, man, it's been doing phenomenally well. I have to be humble and honest and grateful about it.
The man who was uprooted from his country named his brand Kumusha, meaning home or origin in Shona.
Where I've come from, and
now his wines are spread across the globe.
I think I actually do believe in destiny.
Nyami Doka says they are selling out in the United States, Kenya, Holland, and Zimbabwe. And soon he'll start exporting to Nigeria and Britain.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Tinashe Nyami Doka. Check him out on social media. Special shout out to my guests that joined us in Nasim Chirongwachevichevichiki. I go by the name of Mike Hove at BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to catch up with me. Let's meet, same time, same place, Pano, Panepenyere Studio 7. Maria Zimbabwe, Mtoka Bye bye!